Welcome to Your 5 for the Day. Medical Missionary News is a free quarterly magazine which supports worldwide Christian missions through healthcare. Whilst reading an editorial in the current issue, I was shocked to find that malaria kills a child every minute in Africa, where it is estimated that 9 out of 10 deaths due to malaria occur. The recent Ebola outbreak caught our attention, but in 2014, malaria was estimated to have killed 70 times more people in Africa than the Ebola virus. In recent times, HIV/AIDS-related illnesses have claimed even more lives each year. But malaria has been the cause of many more deaths over the years, as it has been around for much longer. In 1873, David Livingstone died, aged 60, from the effects of malaria in Zambia. Mary Slessor suffered repeated bouts of malaria while working in the Calabar region of Nigeria and died at the age of 66. Despite many advances in the prevention and treatment of malaria, many of today's missionaries in Africa suffer from the effects of the disease. Even worse, complications such as cerebral malaria can be fatal or cause permanent disability. The commitment of early missionaries such as an Alexander Mackay is quite amazing. Alexander arrived in Uganda with his missionary colleagues in 1878. At that time, most missionaries were likely to die, often of malaria, and never return home again. He once wrote to his supporting missionary society, "I want to remind the committee that within 6 months you will probably hear that one of us is dead. When that news comes, do not be cast down, but send someone else immediately to the vacant place." Some did die within a few months, but Alexander survived for 12 years, eventually dying in Uganda at the age of 41 without ever returning to the United Kingdom. Since the early 17th century, quinine has been recognised as a treatment for malaria. Spanish Jewish missionaries learnt about the use of the medicine from the bark of trees by South American Indians. Quinine is still used today for the treatment of malaria. Malaria, from the Italian word meaning bad air, has been recognised as a disease for around 4,000 years. The disease typically presents with fever and other complaints similar to the flu. Some Bible commentators have suggested malaria as a possible cause of the fever that the disciple Peter's mother-in-law had. In order to have a mother-in-law, Peter was obviously married, but we don't even know her name. There are other questions we could ask. Why did he have his mother-in-law at his home? Where was her home and husband? Now that intrigues me greatly, and the sad thing is that I'll never know. Matthew is not as concerned as me about the questions that I want answered. I guess I can take consolation in the fact that if it was important, God would have made sure it was included in the Bible. Perhaps I should be more concerned with the fact that Jesus meets the needs of my family as he did with Peter's family. I like the intimacy of this brief mention of Peter's mother-in-law being healed. It took place in Peter's home. There was no crowd. Jesus wasn't trying to earn any brownie points with his fans or publicity with the paparazzi of his day. He was just into caring for a sick woman enough to heal her. And in case you were wondering, it wasn't just because he was hungry and needed someone to prepare the meal. He wasn't a chauvinist healer, because Jesus came not to be served but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jesus touched her and she was healed. I know how powerful it is when someone cares enough for me to touch me when they pray for me. There's something so personal about a touch. It seems to bring the healing hand of Jesus to the wounded places of our lives. Can you respond today with the words of the little hymn? When I feel the touch of your hand upon my life, It causes me to sing a song that I love you, Lord. Thank you for listening.